We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Morning, May 20th. Typical summertime routine. Hot and humid. Highs in the lower 90s. Chance for showers in the afternoon. In Sydney, Australia right now, it's raining and 57 degrees. It is also about 9:17 on Friday night, and they get ready for Election Day tomorrow. Right now it's 57 degrees also in Sydney, Australia. And we're joined by David Schultz, professor of political science at Hamlin University, to talk about how they conduct their elections and how we conduct ours. And is there anything to be learned from either? How you doing there, David?
I'm doing great. And just in case you're wondering, it's 57 degrees and rainy here also.
You lucky son of a gun. Somebody texted in, did you know tomorrow is Armed Forces Day? Yes, we do. Or we talked to the National World War II Museum about that in the 9 o'clock hour. So, David, from what you read, the perception would be Australia's Election Day is kind of like a big old celebration, is it?
It is. It's a very big event in which what's going to be remarkable when we talk about it here, the turnout in Australia just absolutely dwarfs what we get in the United States. But they make it a weekend event, which means for the vast majority of people are off from work, and they make it relatively easy to vote. But more importantly, they require you to vote in Australia, unlike in the United States.
What does our Constitution say about requiring people to vote? If we were to adopt anything that they do in Australia, would it require a constitutional amendment?
It would, because right now our Constitution does not have any explicit language that guarantees a right to vote. The way I describe it to my students, we have a variety of judicially created rights that say that, you know, the court is saying implicit in the Constitution there's a right to vote, or through various amendments, the Constitution says you can't deny people the ability to vote based upon, let us say, sex or race or ethnicity or age or something. But there's nothing that absolutely guarantees a right to vote or requires us to actually vote. And that's a big difference, you know, that Australia, it's mandatory voting in that country. And if you don't vote, you get fined. I think it's like roughly about 25 Australian dollars. I'm not sure what the equivalent is in U.S. dollars, but, you know, you get a fined amount. In this country, if you were going to require people to vote, you would have to change the Constitution. And I suspect there would be enormous pushback if we compelled or told people to vote.
All right, let me take a break. We're going to pick it up here when we come back. I just wonder.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
If the differences in the two governments, if there's anything that lends itself to one system or the other, and you can compare and contrast the U.S. and Australian form of government, if you will, when we come back. And I'd like to hear from the audience at 504-260-1870, the Oakland Heart Jeweler talk and text line. Would you be in favor of that? And when it comes to automatic voter registration, does that reduce the chance or opportunity for fraud? David Schultz is our guest, professor of political science at Hamline University. Back in a flash right now, 620. It's time for traffic on WWL. Tommy Tucker, WWL, 625, Friday morning. Thank you for getting your day and hopefully your weekend started with us here. We're talking to David Schultz, professor of political science at Hamline University. Hours from now, the polls will open in Australia for Election Day, and voting is compulsory. You need to vote or you could face a fine. Registration is automatic. And David, let's pick it up there. Would that cut down on the chance for voter fraud or vote registration fraud or voter fraud?
Well, there's very little indication really right off in the United States that there's voter registration fraud. I mean, I always tell people that at the end of the day, you have a better chance of winning the Powerball than you do of really showing that voter fraud is a problem. But assuming people are concerned. Yeah, assuming people – and by the way, those are real numbers, by the way. I'm not just making those up. There's been studies that show that. But in Australia, they combine automatic voter registration along with a few other things that we don't have in the United States. Like there's a National Election Commission. The government has more sort of central control over the elections. There are, in many cases – I should phrase myself – there is like a voter registration card that everybody's issued. There's a whole bunch of different things that are put into place to ensure more people vote and to really address the issue of fraud. I mean, one of the things the United States is unusual in, if we were to travel to most any other country in the world, there is a voter ID card that everybody has. And I know there's been lots of people, probably lots of your listeners support the idea of saying, okay, yeah, voter ID, that's a good idea. You know, but we make it very difficult in this country to get voter IDs. In those other countries, those are basically issued as a right of citizenship when you're registered to vote. And if you put all that together, those kind of mechanisms in place really do guarantee that there is, I'm just going to say, practically no election fraud on the part of the voters. Now, is there election fraud on the part of government officials? In some countries, there are, yes. But Australia, incredibly clean elections.
Let me jump in real quick, if I may, with if you look at the primaries in Pennsylvania and still counting votes, I don't know if they're finished or not. But I've not heard any protestations from Republicans there about this is ridiculous how it takes so long to count votes. Nobody should be able to mail in votes. You need to have a winner on election night. Is this kind of reverse of what they said during the other elections? Because the presidential election was a state election in Pennsylvania, right, and other areas?
Correct, yeah, because we don't have, basically, we have our federal elections run by the 50 states. Again, we don't have a National Election Commission, a national agency doing it. And so you're right, the same factors that were in place for the primaries, let's just say in Pennsylvania this past week, were essentially the same of what we had 2 years ago. And there is a little bit of hypocrisy here in terms of saying that, well, it was stolen elections then, but it's not stolen elections now. So it is inconsistent. But the other thing I always like to point out to people is that Election Day, I always describe it as that's the first draft of the election returns. And what I mean by that, there's always a certain amount of recounting adjustments, absentee ballots that have to be counted. And that's why usually elections are not resolved on election night unless it's a blowout election, unless it's really, you know, pretty clear that somebody won by a large amount. But what usually happens, not just usually, what happens in every state across the country, approximately 3 weeks after an election, there's something called a canvassing board that meets. That's when the election becomes certified. So think of approximately 3 weeks after every election where there's a certain amount of, you know, recounting, adjusting. And that's not because of fraud. That's just because what? They're double checking, they're double counting, et cetera, et cetera.
But the fact is, you've not heard any Republican complain about delayed votes or anything else, have you? I've not, and I've looked.
I've not heard a single word.
So what we're talking about here is process. Look, there are problems on both sides in terms of Republicans and Democrats. Thank you. I appreciate your time, David. Have a great weekend, all right?
Enjoy yours, too. Bye.
David Schultz, professor of political science at Hamline University. For the record, I am a conservative, more of a, what's the word I'm thinking of? Fiegel, tell me in my ear. Rand Paul, libertarian. Libertarian is more what I am, really, in terms of, I guess, social issues. Very, I don't care, do whatever you want, so long as you don't hurt me. Financially, I'm very conservative, but I don't think liberals are the enemy. I don't think conservatives are the enemy. I think they're all citizens of the United States that have a different idea on how the country should be run, and I don't know that either one is all right or all wrong.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.